Hi, and welcome to episode 56 of the RP Minute. I'm your host, Rebecca McCabe. Workday has been very busy in the news, especially given the end of its Workday Rising conference last week. Several exciting announcements were made regarding the application enhancements of Workday products, with new innovations to help power a new era for the office of the CFO through new machine learning capabilities, increased performance and scalability in planning, and deeper insights into the supply chain. Enhancements to Workday's HR solutions, allowing customers to gain deeper insights into workforce skills and deliver more personalized employee experiences and new customer support solutions. In addition, there were new technology innovations unveiled, including the redesign of its user experience, specifically showcasing the low-code, no-code development functionality in Workday Extend to help simplify application development, as well as exciting changes to its partnership ecosystem, expecting it to double its consulting capacity by fiscal 2026. Oracle demonstrated substantial growth across the board, first with its announcement of its fiscal 2023 first quarter financial results, with total quarterly revenues up 18% year over year. Oracle's momentum was further demonstrated with new product updates, like the Oracle's Cloud Fusion HCM solution, with a new portal for team skills, performance evaluation capabilities, and an employee listening solution to help managers engage and empower teams, and infrastructure enhancements with MySQL HeatWave becoming available on Amazon Web Services, AWS, enabling AWS users to run transaction processing, analytics, and machine learning workloads in one service without requiring time-consuming ETL duplication between separate databases. Further exemplifying Oracle's growth, it announced the opening of its 40th cloud region in Spain. All these announcements point to significant growth for the ERP giant. We are looking forward to Oracle's upcoming conference, CloudWorld, for further Oracle updates. In corporate performance management news, OneStream highlighted new innovations for extended planning, reporting, and analysis capabilities at its 2022 Splash EMEA Global User Conference and Partner Summit. Key capabilities include Power BI integration, environmental, social, and governance ESG reporting, and sensible machine learning. OneStream continues to deliver enhancements to provide unified solutions to customers. Then, Planful announced its acquisition of Planu, a cloud platform for marketing performance management. This acquisition will enable Planful to provide seamless collaboration between finance and marketing teams and other business users, driving more opportunities for business growth across the organization. This is a great opportunity for Planful to provide further value to customers, expanding upon its current suite of solutions. Finally, in ERP philanthropic news, Salesforce announced $25 million in new grants to support school districts and education nonprofits across the United States. These grants will focus on student well-being, supporting both social and emotional learning, behavioral and mental health programs, and trauma-informed therapy, as well as support to improve the resiliency of schools and educators. Stay tuned as we attend the Salesforce conference, Dreamforce, this coming week, providing the most up-to-date news on announcements made at the conference. Thanks for tuning in to the ERP Minute. We're always looking for newsworthy material to share with our listeners, so send us breaking ERP news. Be sure to subscribe to our Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube channels so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next week.